It is spanning the state live from the RNC. We are on Media Row. I'm Brian Noonan.
And I am Kristen Bry. And Brian, you know what they say about opinions, right?
I do, but I don't know if the boss wants us to say that.
Well, I'll, like a certain orifice.
Okay.
Everyone's got one.
Yes, that's true.
But not everyone's opinion gets published in the New York Times. So whose does? And I think our next guest can answer that for us. Kathleen Kingsbury is the head of opinion at New York Times, where she oversees the editorial board, guest essays, opinion columnist, letters to the editor, as well as opinion newsletters, audio, video, graphics, design, digital distribution teams. That's a lot.
That's a lot of opinions.
Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
And so let's just start there. Let's start with, I just listed off everything that falls under opinion at the New York Times. And when we think about whose opinion gets published, because reporting is reporting, facts are facts that get this happened, this didn't happen. But opinion is discretion. And so how does someone or an opinion rise to the level of getting published in arguably the paper of record?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to remind our listeners that at the Times, news and opinion are separate. So I report to the publisher, A.G. Sulzberger, as does Joe Kahn, the executive editor in the newsroom. And I like to make that distinction just because what we do is different than what our news colleagues are doing. And people often conflate the two. So, you know, you're asking a great question. I think what you're really referring to is our guest essay operation. We do a lot of different opinions, as you just listed off in the New York Times. But guest essays are outside contributors who we have most often gone to and commissioned because of their expertise or their experience, the ideas that they want to talk about. And that work is really done by my magnificent team of editors who we hire, again, mostly for their expertise. They are constantly looking around the corner, trying to bring out the stories and the ideas and the, you know, next most important conversation topics that they can in whatever their area of expertise is. So we, you know, we have a health and science editor, we have a politics editor, we have a business and economics editor, a technology editor, you know, really the gamut. And they're almost like reporters. They're going out and finding out what we should all be talking about, what the public should be talking about every day.
So we've mentioned numerous times, everybody has an opinion. Everybody also is used to getting good and bad feedback on those opinions. When it comes to something like the editorial board calling for President Biden to step down or having the George Clooney op-ed in there, how do you gauge the feedback? And has it ever gotten to the point where the amount of feedback you've gotten, usually I'm guessing in a negative way, made you rethink and question, oh, maybe we got that one wrong?
Well, you never want to be in that position,
right?
And so, to my mind, it's really important when you're going to publish something to feel like there's principle behind it. You know, I spoke to Joe Biden in 2020, President Biden now, at our endorsement interview with him. I questioned him strongly about his age and really asked him how he was going to talk to the American voters about any concerns they had around his age. He didn't like that very much, you know, and there's a transcript to show. you know, we returned to that theme as an editorial board in April of 2023. And okay. We said again, President Biden, if you're going to run for another term, talk directly to voters. Be transparent about their concerns about the age. You know, in the last few weeks, I've gotten a lot of a version of an argument that goes something like, the president had one bad night. Why are you comparing that to 3.5 years of accomplishments? The reality is voters have been saying for months, for years, really, that they are concerned about his age. They're concerned about whether or not he's going to be able to stay in office for 4 more years. Right. And I think that the debate was a public demonstration that he has declined in the last 4 years, yeah, and that he might not be up for the challenge of confronting Donald Trump as a candidate. And we've been very clear as an editorial board in numerous editorials that we believe that Donald Trump is a unique danger to American democracy, and we need a candidate who can defeat him.
Because then a couple weeks later, there was the editorial board had a Trump opinion.
Yes.
Despite the fact that, as you just said, there's been, those opinions are not new as far as where the stance of the editorial board on former President Trump. But was there a feeling like we needed to republish something to balance the Biden opinion?
No, absolutely okay. not. So we had the editorial, the Trump editorial that you are describing, in which we called Donald Trump unfit to lead, in the works for weeks. It was always planned, actually, to be published on the Sunday before the RNC. Primarily because, and you're seeing it this week, yeah. right? There's a lot of myth-making about the first Trump administration around this idea that we were a more prosperous nation, that, you know, we somehow were peaceful in a way that we no longer are. And we know that's not true, right? It was 4 years of chaos. It was 4 years of people feeling vulnerable and weak, and people, you know, we saw after he passed his tariffs, prices spiked. A lot of the economic damage that has been rectified in the last 3.5 years under the Biden administration started in the Trump era, right? So right now, the GOP is asking for its voters to essentially believe magical thinking, right? Which is like, there's no policy here. Right. There's no way, you know, there's no policy agenda that explains how housing is suddenly going to become affordable, how people are suddenly going to go to the grocery store and find prices lower again. And I think that's a key point about this election. It's not really a policy election. It's about personalities.
You mentioned that that had been in the works for months. What's the timeline usually for the editorial board to get something from idea to publishing?
It really depends. You know, sometimes if it's news, so for instance, on Saturday, after the assassination attempt of the former president, we wrote an editorial within hours. It goes through a lot of editing. It goes through a comprehensive fact check. Opinion actually has the largest fact checking team at the New York Times.
Really?
Yeah. Accuracy is very important to us. Then, of course, it gets a copy editor, as these things do. And we turn that around, you know, in about 2.5 hours, and we publish because we wanted to condemn that shooting as soon as possible, you know, which we called antithetical to democracy. Then there are projects that do take weeks. As Kristen pointed out, Opinion is blessed. We have a large multimedia team, including video, graphics, audio, and we try to bring those into our more ambitious projects when we can.
We're talking to Kathleen Kingsbury, who is the head of Opinion at the New York Times. And so since we are in Wisconsin, is that part of the calculus at all? Like, does when you're thinking of Opinion and ideas are getting circulated, is how this Opinion could impact small town Wisconsin even part of the calculus? Maybe not specifically, but you know what I'm saying?
How does it play in Peoria?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think that that is something we bring in as one input, right? So this year, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, those are three of the most important states in terms of who is going to be in the White House come next January. So yes, we have been trying to do more coverage on the ground in those areas. We just did a tremendous video from Dearborn, Michigan, which essentially the message of was that there's no way Biden's going to win there. That people are not going to vote for him because of his stances on Gaza. And so we do try to bring in those voters' voices, and we do a series of focus groups about twice a month where we do try to bring in, you know, average Americans and try to present their views because we think that's important for our readers to hear as well. And then we do local coverage around things like press freedom and judicial issues all the time. You know, I think it's especially as there's less and less local outlets, media outlets, it's more important for us to try to do those when we can.
Well, now that you've traveled from New York back to Wisconsin, you have a lot of Wisconsin ties. You have some Wisconsin ties, right?
Yeah, I've been really lucky. Both my parents are from Wisconsin, and I get to spend my summers in Waukesha County.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Lake Country?
Yeah.
Okay. So as someone who works in Opinion, do you have a hot take or a hot opinion on how this week is going? In whether it can be about Wisconsin, it can be about
we don't do hot takes at the New York Times. But
can you do a thorough fact check opinion on cheese curds or brandy versus bourbon old fashions?
I think there could be better frozen custard in the perimeter of the convention. But you know, I think it's been very interesting. You guys were talking about being on the floor, and one of the things that I really felt when I was in the arena last night was just this air of jubilation, but also you just kept hearing things like divine intervention, and there's really a sense of invincibility. And that is something it's in the air. And whether or not the party is going to be able to unite as a party versus, again, around one person, Donald Trump, that's still to be determined. But it was really, really surprising to me how sure so many delegates, so many elected officials, so many, party leaders have said to me, well, we've got it in the bag now.
Yeah. That's different than what you've seen in the past?
I think since the debate, the narrative has changed a lot.
Well,
very nice.
That is a very strong opinion.
Yes, it is.
You did not evade the question. Kathleen Kingsbury is the head of opinion at New York Times. This has been great. Is there anything? We only have about 30 seconds left, but is there anything else that you're excited to looking forward to in the next 2 days?
I'm really excited to see Vance's speech tonight and understand what his message is going to be throughout this election.
All right. Well, we are looking
forward
to that,
Kathleen.
Too.
It was
Thank
a pleasure.
Thank you so much for your time today. All right. Signing Unlimited News Time is 1:26. This is Spanning the State.